Okay, here we go with part three of this boo about technology and the latest issues that I seem to be encountering. First of all, I'm going to apologize for not getting a part two label on the second part of this. So where I was heading, I was sort of stumbling over how I might express the information not being directly available, particularly with the internet, where I was told two different things by two different representatives. And it wasn't until I was well into it and able to do some intense investigation that I found out the correct information. And as for this computer, the service and control app, there's probably somebody out there who's thinking, oh yeah, that's simple, all you gotta do is this or that. But other people might actually need to see the results of what this does when it shuts down. I don't know. We've tried to eliminate all probable causes. It must be something else that's causing this. It could even be something with Windows itself, where, I don't know, I'd hate to think about reformatting, but I'll leave that rest until I find out that I absolutely have to do it. Because everything else seems to work fine. Once the computer gets going, it's all good. But if it starts up and gets caught by the app shutting down, that's it. You have to restart. And in my case, often one of the things that seems to go silent is my screen reader, so I've had to do the hard restart with the either the reset or the power button. I even had an instance where the app came up, crashed, and I used the reset button, got it all started, the app quit working yet again. So this time, I actually used the power button, held it for the 6 seconds till everything went off, and then left it for quite a few seconds. And then when I restarted, it came up properly, and everything's been good since. So I don't know. If I get the answers to this or the information that's behind it, I'll certainly put it in a future boo. If it helps somebody else, so much the better. Anyway, there are some lessons learned. I'm always grateful for lessons learned, and particularly things that I can pass on to other people. Okay, so, yeah, if I find out anything, I guess the biggest thing about the internet is get as much information as you can beforehand, and, I don't know, deal with the rest as it comes. Anyway, thank you for listening.